Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
A quick turnaround, a day game after a night game after a Colonels walk-off victory and a go. We start a pivotal second game in this six-game series between the South Bend Cubs and the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Calvin Christopher with you at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon, where Cedar Rapids tries to continue to grasp a stronghold of the Midwest League West Division. A four-game lead now over second-place Peoria, with eight games to go in the first half of the regular season. South Bend just a half game behind the Chiefs, that is. They are four and a half games back with eight games to go, essentially needing to take the final five games of this series to leave Cedar Rapids with first place in their control in the Midwest League West Division, with three games left in the first half after this six-game series. Last night, Kaleti Rosario, the hero for the Colonels, a walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning, scoring Ben Ross from second base for the Colonels to take the first game of this series, a 3-2 victory over the, at the time, second place South Bend Cubs. South Bend has since dropped to third, with Peoria at four games back on the Colonels' tails. This afternoon, it is the home debut of the exciting right-hander Corey Lewis. This guy is a real treat to watch. Recently added to the top 30 in the prospect list, according to the MLB Pipeline, of the Minnesota Twins. The right-hander throws his fastball about 40% of the time, and then mix in a lot of different pitches, including the knuckleball. The kitchen sink you will see from Corey Lewis, 40% fastball, then around 15% of fastball, changeup, slider, curveball, and yes, the knuckleball. Opposes him is the right-hander Luis Devers for South Bend, making his second start of the season for the Cubs after starting the season on the 60-day injured list. Rough first go for Devers, his first outing of the season. Did not get out of the first inning, allowed six runs, and was really touched up in the game against Lansing. Six runs and two-thirds, allowed three hits and four walks in his first start back off the injured list, trying to make it up for that this afternoon, and trying to give the Cubs a essentially must-win game if they want to compete for the first half crown in the Midwest League West Division. Cedar Rapids coming in with a record of 33-25, four and a half games back of second base South Bend, and four games ahead of second place Peoria. Colonels look like this offensively this afternoon, going up against Devers and the South Bend Cubs. Tanner Schobel is the third baseman. He bats first. Emmanuel Rodriguez is the center fielder. He bats second. Ben Ross plays left field this afternoon. He is the number three batter. The hero from last night, Kaleti Rosario, is the right fielder. He bats fourth. Noah Miller plays shortstop. He is the number five batter. Misael Urbina is the DH, batting sixth. Andrew Cassetti catches and bats seventh. Ernie Ake is the second baseman, and he bats eighth. Keone Cavaco rounds out the Colonels' starting nine. He is the first baseman, batting ninth, against Devers and the South Bend Cubs defense. Offensively, South Bend lines up like this. Ezekiel Pagan is the left fielder. He bats first. James Triantos, who did not play the past couple of games for South Bend, he plays second base and bats second. Kevin Alcantara, who's had his struggles against the Colonels this season, he's in center field batting third. Yohendra Piango DHs and bats fourth. Fabian Pertus went to the game as a pinch runner last night in the starting nine this afternoon. He is at third base and batting fifth. Bryce Ball plays first base at sixth. Kevin Mate, the shortstop, bats seventh. Casey Opitz, who had the net off last night, back behind home plate, he catches and bats eighth. And Jacob Wetzel, who just seems to absolutely destroy the Cedar Rapids Colonels, is the number nine batter in the South Bend lineup. He plays in right field. The starter for Cedar Rapids once again, Corey Lewis, his second high A start, his first here in Cedar Rapids. The right-hander went five scoreless innings in his first outing of the year against Dayton, alleges three hits, one walk, and punched out eight Dragons batters. So a 1-0 record on the season for Corey Lewis. Does not have an earned run average at zero after five scoreless frames. batter sitting 167 off the right-hander, entering his second start of the season in Cedar Rapids. Was just as good in Fort Myers, was 4-3 in 2 months there, had a 2.75 earned run average in his nearly 40 innings of work. Batters hit just 179 off the righty, who had a 104 whip, which is just eye-popping for 40 innings from the right-hander, Corey Lewis. Another afternoon game on this Wednesday. A lot of camps in the seats this afternoon. The schools we've had in the first couple of months replaced with summer camps in this first Wednesday game in the month of June here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Cedar Rapids trying to continue to gain a stronghold of first place in the Midwest League West Division. Meanwhile, South Bend essentially needs to win the final five games of this series if they want a chance to steal first place in the first half of the regular season and clinch that first half title. And first half this season is big because the winner of the first half is the host for the final two games of the Midwest League West or East Championship Series, meaning that game one of the series will be at the second half champion, but games two and the decisive game three, if necessary, will be at the first half champion. So the first half, very pivotal for both sides. Cedar Rapids with the fast track to winning the first half crown, up by four games over second place Peoria, with six games left to go in the first half of the regular season here in 2023. Colonels are on the field. We pause now for the anthem. First pitch is next when we come back. It's the Cubs and the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Cedar Memorial is honored to sponsor the presentation of our nation's flag. Support for our veterans and community engagement are just two elements of Cedar Memorial's devotion to service. We thank all who have served our nation and our community. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand, remove your hats, and join Cedar Memorial and the Colonels as we sing our national anthem.
Now, please join us as we honor America with our national anthem, which is being performed for us by Lisa Kahn.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, what so proudly
Cedar Rapids and South Bend getting set to go in game number two of this pivotal six-game series between two of the top three teams in the Midwest League West Division, with eight games to go in the first half of the season. Cedar Rapids with a four-game lead over second place Peoria and a four-and-a-half game lead over now third place South Bend. This game essentially a must-win for South Bend. They might need to win the last five games of this series to have any chance to steal first place and win the first half crown in the Midwest League West Division. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon. Quick turnaround from our Tuesday night thriller last night, a Colette Rosario walk-off single in the bottom of the ninth inning to push the Colonels over the Cubs by a final of 3-2. This afternoon, the exciting debut of Corey Lewis, a guy who will feature an arsenal that will blow you away. We'll throw a fastball about 40% of the time, then we'll mix in the curveball, changeup, slider, and knuckleball about 15 times, or percent each. Exciting first outing for him on the mound in Dayton. Toes the rubber in his home ballpark for the first time in Cedar Rapids. The lineup opposing him for South Bend looks like this. Lance Reimel is the manager in his second year at the helm for South Bend. And here is Lance Reimel's starting lineup. Ezekiel Pagan plays left field and that's first. James Triantos is the number two batter. He plays second. Kevin Alcantara in center field, that's third. Yo, Hendrick Pinango DHs in bats fourth. Flavian Pertus at third, fifth. Bryce Ball at first base hits sixth. Kevin Mott in the shortstop, seventh. Casey Opitz catches and bats eighth. And Jacob Wetzel rounds the lineup for the Cubs in their rolled alternate uniforms. Blue tops with the gray bottoms. Red number on the back of the uniform with the South Bend Cub crest on the left side of the chest plate. Cedar Rapids in their alternate red uniforms. Red tops with the white bottoms, blue caps. The off-brown CR crest on the left side of the chest plate with the same color numeral on the back. Lewis out of the wind is ready. So is Pagan, the righty's first pitch. Misses outside, a fastball at 90 miles an hour. And we are underway at 12:06 Central on this sunny Wednesday afternoon for baseball in Cedar Rapids. The 1-0, big cut and miss. And Pagan behind that one at 1-1. Lewis called up from single-A Fort Myers on June the 5th. Was very good down there for the Mighty Muscles. His 1-1, it's the knuckleball, and it dances across home plate for strike two. A 175, or I should say a 275 earned run average for Lewis in Fort Myers. His 1-2, back to the knuckleball. This one is slammed foul the opposite way. And the count stays at 1-2. Had a whip of 104 down there with Fort Myers. Brought that success in his first start with the Colonels. The righty's 1-2. Knuckleball again. Dribble to the right side of the infield. Ernie Aiken the run. Fields and flips with the glove. In time to get Pagan to begin the night for the Colonels defense.
In the two spots.
Smooth play by Aik to begin the afternoon for the Colonels on defense. Here is how the Colonels line up defensively. Ross, Rodriguez, and Rosario go left to right around the outfield. Shobel, Miller, Yate, Cavaco go from third to first in the infield. And Andrew Cassetti in his special knuckleball catcher's mitt does the catching for Corey Lewis. James Triantos is the batter. First pitch skips in, ball one. Triantos back in the lineup after not playing in the last three games for South Bend, a guy who's been a pivotal part of this Cubs offensive attack. 1-0, swing a foul back. A 319 hitter entering play today. The number 11 prospect in the system of the Chicago Cubs. The 1-1, knuckleball grounded sharply, back behind second base. Jake fields with the backhand and throws across to first. In time to get Triantos, it's a pair of 4-3 putouts. For Corey Lewis and the Cedar Rapids defense to begin this Wednesday afternoon contest. Blue skies at the ballpark. First pitch to Alcantara, misses high, ball one. 82 degrees under blue skies. Good crowd on hand for a Wednesday in Cedar Rapids. 1-0 home. Swing and a miss. Alcantara confused on that pitch. And the count is 1-1. Out of the wind, here it comes. Knuckleball foul tipped in the mitt. It is 1-2. We've seen a lot of knuckleballs in this first inning for Corey Lewis. A couple of groundouts, one strike away from a 1-2-3 top half of the first. Alcantara looks at an 0-2 pitch that he swings at and pops foul back at a play. And the count remains, no balls and two strikes. Wind blowing out to right field. On a hot and humid day, the ball could be flying out of the yard on this Wednesday. Lewis is 1-2. On the outside corner, got him looking for strike three. Corey Lewis continuing to look at home in high A. A 1-2-3 top of the first. We go to the home half. Scoreless between the Cubs and the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Stop by the Hacienda Los Glorios, La Cantina Mexican Card, located behind Section 110 of the
Congress. We're mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015. We are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit Colonels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
Really sharp top of the first inning for Corey Lewis and the Cedar Rapids defense. A scoreless frame for Lewis and the Colonels. We go to the home half of the first inning where Cedar Rapids is locked in a tie game. No score between the Colonels and the Cubs. And here is the Cedar Rapids starting lineup on this Wednesday. The manager for the Colonels is Brian Dinkelman in his fourth year at the helm. And here is his starting lineup. Tanner Schobel plays third base. He bats first. Amanda Rodriguez at center field hits second. Ben Ross in left bats third. Coletti Rosario in right field bats fourth. Noah Miller, the shortstop, hits fifth. Misael Urbina behind him. The DH bats sixth. Andrew Cassetti catches and hits seventh. Ernie Ake plays second base and hits eighth. And Keone Kibako rounds out the starting nine for the Colonels in their red and white uniforms against the right-hander. Luis Devers in his second appearance of the season after starting the year on the 60-day injured list. Not a good first outing, trying to bounce back here on this Wednesday afternoon. The righty works from the windup, first base side of the rubber. The righty Schobel digs in, and Devers' his first pitch. Gets the bottom of the zone, a fastball for strike one. Just two-thirds of an inning last time for Luis Devers. His 0-1. Down and in, 1-1. Three hits, six runs. They were all earned thanks to four walks in that frame. Here's 1-1. Swing a ground ball to third base. Pertuse fields and throws across the diamond for the first out of the ballgame. So Fabian Pertuse makes the first play for South Bend on defense this afternoon. Here is how the rest of the Cubs align. Pagano, Quintero, and Wetzel go left to right in the outfield. Pertuse at third. Mate at shortstop. Troyantos at second. Ball is the first baseman. Casey Opitz does the catching for Luis Devers. Here now is Emmanuel Rodriguez. Base is empty and one gone. First pitch breaking ball outside. It's ball one. Scoreless game. Home half of the first. Game two of the six-game series between the Cubs and the Colonels. 1-0. Too tall. 2-0. Hitters count for Rodriguez. Here's the 2-0 home. Quick pitch and a fastball misses up. It is 3-0. Devers switched up his delivery to no avail. Behind now 3-0. The righty's pitch is outside. He lost him on four pitches. A four-pitch walk for Emmanuel Rodriguez. He is on the first Cedar Rapids base run of the afternoon.
Batting third for Cedar Rapids, Ben Ross.
One is on, one is out. Here comes Ben Ross to home plate. Issuing ball for the Achilles heel for Devers in his first outing. A walk to the second batter he faces today. First pitch to Ross, a fastball scalded foul down in front of the South Bend third base dugout.
Diana Casada to guest services.
And the count's 0-1.
Diana Casada to guest services.
Devers, a guy who was the Cubs minor league pitcher of the year last season, was 13-3 with an ERA under 2. 122 strikeouts in his 22 starts. A whip under one. His 0-1. Comes inside and drills Ross. Devers tried that slide step, and the pitch came inside and drilled Ross on the back. Second times Ben has been hit by a pitch in this series. The one last night came in the bottom of the ninth inning when Ross came around to score the game-winning run. But without the benefit of a hit, two are on, one is out. Scoreless game bottom of the first inning. Colonels trying to draw first blood as last night's hero, Kaleki Rosario, digs in. Righty and right the matchup. Devers out of the stretch, his first pitch. Drops low for ball one. Rosario with nobody out in the bottom of the ninth inning last night. Delivered an RBI single up the middle to score Ben Ross from second and walk it off for Cedar Rapids. 1-0. Gets to the top of the zone, an off-speed pitch. It's 1-1. Second walk-off victory of the Colonels this season. The other came in the home opener all the way back on April 11th. The 1-1. Misses low, 2-1. That walk-off win courtesy of a Emmanuel Rodriguez walk-off grand slam to dead center. 2-1, one out for Rosario. The count is 2-1. The pitch is a wave and a miss. Devers pulled the string that time, and Rosario is way out in front. The count is even at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Just underway in the bottom half of the first. Colonels threatening in a scoreless game. Bottom one, 2-1. Just one out for what has been the best hitter in the Colonels lineup as of late and on the season. 2-2 to Rosie. Here it is. Swing a ground ball, softly hit up the middle, fielded by the second baseman, Triantos, who steps on second and throws to first for the double play. James Triantos waited for that ball to get to him. He was stationed to the second base bag, fielded and threw with his foot in the bag in one motion for the 4 unassisted, 3 double play. That is how the first inning comes to an end. Colonels put 2 on, but do not score. We go to the second. Scoreless game between the Cubs and the Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Colonels put 2 on with 1 out, but do not score in the bottom half of the first inning. We go to the top of the second, scoreless between the Cubs and the Colonels in this pivotal second game of the 6-game series between the two rivals in the Midwest League West Division. Corey Lewis out there for the second after a 1-2-3 first. Yohenser Peñango to greet him. First pitch drops in. First strike one. South Bend entering today's game 4.5 games back of first place in the Midwest League West. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Big cut by Peñango, and the count is 0-2. They essentially need to win the final 5 games of this series to control their own destiny, winning the first half crown. 0-2 is too high. It is 2-1. They still do control their own destiny, but they are going to need to win a lot of games in a row. Pinon goes 1-2. Pop fly, foul territory, third base side. It finds the seats over top of the South Bend third base dugout. And the count stays 1-2 on the South Bend DH. Peñango 1-for-3, he doubled last night. Lewis out of the wine, first base out of the rubber, his 1-2. Check swing, full swing, strike 3, and Peñango is down. Lewis buckled him on a pitch down and in. Peñango trying to hold up his swing, but to no avail, he is gone. Second strike of the afternoon for Corey Lewis, and one is gone in the road half of the second. Base is empty, one out. Scoreless game for Fabian Pertus, the third baseman, who scores to bunt and pulls back, watching a pitch miss outside for ball one. Wind has died down, a hot, sticky 82 degrees here on this Wednesday. 1-0. Misses inside, 2-0. Good crowd, though. The pavilion in left field is filled. A lot of different camps in the lower bowl underneath. 2-0. Misses high. 3 balls and no strikes to Fabian Pertus, the third baseman. Guy that did not play in the game last night, did come in as a pinch runner. Lewis is 3-0. Pertus is swinging and misses. It's 3-1. Still a hitter's count for Pertus, a guy that played in the World Baseball Classic this summer, member of Team Columbia. He got the start in Columbia's contest against Team USA. 3-1 from Lewis. Swing and a miss. Another big cut by Pertus. And the count is filled up at 3-2. Infield plays Pertus to pull. Second base from the eighth up the middle. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. He got him again. Fastball up and in at 93. And Pertus whiffs at three straight pitches and punches out for the second out here in the second.
Heading next for the South Bend Cubs, first baseman Bryce Ball.
So three straight strikeouts by Corey Lewis. He sat down the first five Cubs he has faced, and here is Bryce Ball, the big left-handed hitting first baseman with the bases empty and two gone. First pitch, line drive, foul. Past the outstretched reach of Keone Kibako down the first baseline. It's 0-1. Scoreless game, game two of this series. Top of the second. Lewis has worked very quick and efficiently. The righty's 0-1. Is low. It's a ball and a strike. Ball 0-for-4 last night, punched out looking twice. 6'4" frame from left-hand batter's box. 1-1 to him. Big cut and miss. And it's 1-2. Ball, a native of Iowa. Mason City playing back in his home state. Lewis in control, 1-2, his pitch. Swing and a miss, he got him. A knuckleball dancing by the bat of Ball. And Corey Lewis punches out the side in the second. Benyango, Pertus, and Ball down in order, all swinging at strike three. Lewis has punched out four straight Cubs. We go to the third, or we go to the home half of the second, I should say. Scoreless, Cubs and Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The fact is, we use the internet for almost everything we do. Smart Cage, Feed Beaker. So when the internet doesn't work the way it should, you don't work the way you should. That's why more homes and businesses rely on MediaCom. Our fiber-powered network delivers 99.99% reliability. And with 650,000 miles of fiber, we have more paths of connection and more ways to avoid outages. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours for you to rely on.
Hey, Colonels fans. Welcome to your tanning bar. We're Iowa's first exclusive airbrush tanning salon with 11 years in business and three locations. Get a customized spray tan applied by our certified technicians. The only healthy way to glow. Book online at yourtanningbar.com. Shop small and spray local.
Bottom of the second in Veterans Memorial Stadium on this Wednesday afternoon in downtown Cedar Rapids. Second game of six between the Cubs and the Colonels in this final full six-game series in the first half of the Midwest League season. Cedar Rapids put two on with one out in the bottom half of the first, but Coletti Rosario bounced in to an inning-ending double play. Noah Miller will start off the second for the Colonels, Urbina and Cassetti to follow. Luis Devers out of the mound, his second inning of work. Out of the wind, the right-hander works. And his first pitch. Fastball outside, it's ball one. Miller, the switch hitter, batting left-handed. Here's the 1-0. Wave and a miss. Miller way ahead of an off-speed pitch. Devers pulled the string and a changeup. It's 1-1. Sunny and hot Wednesday afternoon at the ballpark. 1-1 to Miller. Quick pitch and a ground ball. Scalded. Foul down the first baseline. Miller just missed extra bases as Devers again tried to vary up his speed on his delivery. Out of the line, now the righty's 1-2. Swing a ball hit off the end of the bat, rolling in front of the pitcher's mound. Devers field, throws to first in time, where Miller is retired by two steps for the first out of the inning. Smooth play in the bare hand by the pitcher Devers on just a number. Off the end of the bat, right back in front of the pitcher's mound. One is gone now for Misael Urbina, the designated hitter this afternoon. Devers' first pitch home is inside, ball one. The next pitch comes inside and it drills Urbina. Second time a Colonel has been hit in as many innings. Ross was hit in the first, now Urbina drilled in the second. Colonels have a one-out base runner for the catcher, Andrew Cassetti.
Hitting next for the Colonels, the catcher, number 31, Andrew Cassetti.
So one on, one out, scoreless game, bottom of the second. Urbina on first for Andrew Cassetti. Devers out of the stretch, his first pitch. Misses inside, ball one. Cassetti catching his old buddy Corey Lewis again today. He has become his designated catcher. They both started the season together in Fort Myers. They both advanced to Cedar Rapids together. Again, battery mates on this Wednesday. 1-0 misses too high. It is 2-0. Last time Lewis was on the mound, Andrew Cassetti notched his first home run in his high A career at the plate. Throw over to first base. Urbina is back in safely with a head first slide. That was in the Colonels' win last Thursday against Dayton. Hitters count for Andrew, two balls, no strikes. Devers sets his pitch. Is a big waiver to miss by Cassetti. The count is 2-1. Andrew just 7-for-36 in his time with the Colonels, was a 330 hitter with Fort Myers to begin the season. Here comes the 2-1. Punch foul, straight back behind home plate. And the count is even at 2-2. Urbina is on first, one gone in the inning. Devers ready. It's 2-2. Gets the outside corner, and Cassetti is caught looking. Four, strike three. Breaking ball that got a lot of the plate. Now offered by Cassetti, he has gone on strikes. First strikeout of the season by Luis Devers. Cassetti is the victim. Urbina stays on first now with two outs for Ernie Yake. Scoreless game, bottom of the second, one on, two out. Devers from the first base side, his pitch gets the outside corner, strike one. Yake, the left-handed hitter in his first start of the series. Blasted his second home run of the year in the series against Dayton, a no-doubt shot over the right field wall. 0-1. Inside. Yake bends out of the way. It's 1-1. Let's see how aggressive the Colonels get with Urbina, who is 4-for-6 stealing bases this season. With two outs in the inning, might be a good spot for him to try to run. 1-1. Not going. It's too high. 2-1. Ernie Yake with a blast to right field. It's his second homer of the season against Dayton. Small guy with flashes of pop this season. Hitters count for him, 2-1. The pitch is a fly ball, softly hit left field. Easy play for Pagan, and the left fielder makes the catch with one hand. In left to retire the side in the second. So for the second straight frame, Luis Devers hits a batter, but he does not allow a base runner. Other than that, works around the one-out hit by pitch, and we go to the third. Still scoreless on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Colonels want to thank Greg's Lawn and Landscaping for taking care of the grounds outside of Perfect Game Care's field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Greg's Lawn and Landscaping, it's a cut above the rest.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015. We are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursday at the Colonels starting this May.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go, Colonels! Colonels.
Scoreless game. We start at the top of the third inning at Veterans Memorial Stadium. 2-6 between the Cubs and the Colonels, the first time they will meet in Cedar Rapids this season. Corey Lewis, an excellent start to his day, has tried the first six Cubs he has faced and has punched out four straight South Bend batters. Pinyanga, Bertuzzi, and Ball all punched out swinging. In the second inning, we'll get Mane opens and Wetzel the bottom third of the order. Here for South Bend in the third. Righty's first pitch, he's swinging a line drive, twisting away from Rosario into the right field corner. That is down, it is trouble. One hopping the 325 sudden right. Mane touches first and slides into second with a first pitch ambush and a leadoff double. A guy in Kevin Mane that has been struggling at home plate. Got a fastball in the outer half and spun it. A line drive into the right field corner for a leadoff double. He is on base for Casey Opitz, the catcher. Opitz, a switch hitter, batting left-handed against the righty Lewis. Out of the stretch now he works, his first pitch. Gets the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Opitz did not play last night, but riding a season-high 8-game on-base streak at the moment. 0-1 from Lewis. This is low, it's 1-1. Scoreless game on a Sunday, Wednesday, or not a Sunday, a sunny day on a Wednesday afternoon. Cubs have the leadoff runner on second base to begin the third inning. 1-1, skips in. Backhanded by Cassetti at home plate. It's 2-1. Expecting warm weather for the majority of this series. Colonels were rained on in the series against Dayton. 2-1. Swinging a foul back to the screen.
Fans, protect your skin while at the ballpark thanks to free sunscreen provided by your tanning bar. Find the free sunscreen.
Infield plays Opitz to pull. Second baseman Yake deep in the hole. Shortstop Miller up the middle. 2-2 pitch. Misses up. And the count is filled up on the opposing catcher. The Colonel's killer, Jacob Wetzel, is the batter on deck. Count is 3-2 on Casey Opitz. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. He blew a fastball by him. Four strike three.
Nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Corey Lewis has had that fastball working.
Batting ninth for the Cubs.
His fifth strikeout in 3 1/3, or take that back, just 2 1/3. One on, one out now for Jacob Wetzel, the right fielder. First pitch. Strike on the inside corner. It's 0-1. Wetzel this season a 4.38 hitter against the Colonels. 7-for-16 at home plate. 0-1. Still going to miss, it's 0-2. One third of his 21 hits this season have been against Cedar Rapids. In just six games, batting 438 against the Colonels, 171 against everyone else. 0-2, misses up and away, it's 1-2. Last night, a home run, his first of the season, a two-run shot to right. The only runs for South Bend and the Colonels, 3-2 win. Striking out is the chant, the 2-1, misses in, 2-2. These youngsters at the ballpark have already seen 5 Corey Lewis strikeouts, and here comes the strike him out chant once again. Out of the stretch, the 2-2. Blown by him for strike three. Give the kids what they want. Another strikeout by his South Bend batter. Wetzel is gone, make it 6 strikeouts for Corey Lewis. And 2 are gone with Mata still on second for the top of the order for South Bend and Ezekiel Pagan. First pitch home. Across home plate, strike one. Lewis has punched out 6 of the last 7 South Bend batters. Only when he didn't was Mane, who doubled. He's on second with 2 outs. Scoreless game, top 3 to the 0-1. Just misses a hair away.
Attention, Gene Pfeiffer,
it's
and
1-1.
Steve Bammert, your winners with KCRG. Please report to KCRG's table on the concourse.
Ball on the strike to Pagan, who bounced out to second to begin the contest. 1-1. He's outside, 2-1. Monty is on second, doubled lead off the inning, but has been stranded there after strikeouts of Opitz and Wetzel. 2-1 home to Pagan. Swinging a high pop-up onto the infield, around the pitcher's mound. Cassetti, the first baseman, comes on to make the catch in the infield grass to retire the side in the inning. So 2 strikeouts and an infield pop-up after leadoff Kevin Monte double. We go to the home half of the third, still scoreless in the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
I'm getting ahead of myself.
I'm here to better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan Horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Scoreless innings for Corey Lewis, the starter from Cedar Rapids. He has been excellent in his home debut. Now 8 scoreless frames to begin his High A career. His counterpart, Luis Devers, has gone scoreless in each of his first 2 innings on the mound. We start the home half of the third on this Wednesday afternoon. Cubs and Colonels playing to a scoreless draw at the moment. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday. Calvin Cristoforo, happy to be with you. Cedar Rapids trying to put a bow on the first half of the regular season. Keone Cavaco is the batter. Out of the wind, Devers works. The righty's first pitch. Fastball down and in. And he misses ball 1. Keone didn't play last night, was 4-for-20 on the trip between Lansing and Dayton. 1-0. Swing and a miss, it's 1-1. Did, though, have a 460-foot home run well over the fence off the apartment buildings in Lansing. 1-1 pitch to him, misses away. It is 2 balls and a strike. One of his 3 home runs on the season is 9 RBI. 2-1. Swing and a miss. It is 3-1. Hitters count for Keone. Or it was, now it's even. 2-2 the pitch. Is dribbled foul off Cavaco's ankle in the batter's box. And the count stays 2-2. Top of the order, and Tanner Schobel is the batter on deck. Manuel Rodriguez behind him to bat 8-9-1 in this inning for Cedar Rapids. Infield plays Cavaco straight up. Out of the wind, Devers is 2-2 pitch. It's a quick pitch and a swing and a miss for strike 3. Sped up with that breaking ball. That classic speed up to slow down. Cavaco way ahead of it Second strikeout of the afternoon by Luis Devers, and one is gone to begin the Colonel's half of the third.
Batting next for the Colonel's, Tanner Schoble.
So here now is Tanner Schoble, bases empty, one out. First pitch from Devers, misses inside, it's ball one. Tanner bounced out in the first inning, 1-0. Down and away 1-1, or 2-0 I should say, the fastball outside the zone. Schoble snapped his 16-game on-base streak last night. 2-0. Gets the outside corner. It's 2-1. Took an 0-for-3. 2-1 home. Swing a fly ball. Lifted to center. Alcantara sprinting in to make the catch at the South Bend logo on the left side of the chest of his blue uniform for the second out of the inning.
In the two spot for the Colonels.
So a strike getting a pop out. Devers one out away from his first 1-2-3 in the afternoon. And his fellow countryman, Emmanuel Rodriguez, is the guy in his way. A couple of natives of the Dominican Republic going to battle. Devers' first pitch, a breaking ball. Gets the inside corner for ball one. 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. Rodriguez also snapped his on-base streak. It was a 15-gamer entering last night. 0-for-4, three strikeouts, did score when he reached on a fielder's choice in the first inning. Has reached today, he took ball four in the first inning. 0-2, swinging a ground ball, chopped to first, ball backs upfield, underhand flips to Devers, who's covering the first base bag in time to retire Rodriguez in the side in the third. 1-2-3 frame from Luis Devers. We've played one third of this contest. Devers and Lewis going at it in scoreless game on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels & Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Corey Lewis and Luis Devers both showing their best on this Wednesday afternoon. Just one hit combined, three innings in to this Wednesday afternoon contest between the Cubs and the Colonels. A game that South Bend really needs to get 4.5 games back at the Cedar Rapids Colonels with just 5 games to go in this series and 8 to go in the first half of the regular season.
Number 6. James Triantos
will see Corey Lewis again. Alcantara, that is, and Pinyon go to follow. The top half of the fourth for South Bend. Lewis, three scoreless, has six strikeouts to his name. First pitch, too high to Triantos. It's ball one. Ground-up victim was Triantos his first time around. His first game against Cedar Rapids this season. 1-0. Misses high, 2-0. Had a minor knee operation that forced him to miss the first month of the season. 2-0. Gets the outside corner, 2-1. The number 11 prospect in the system of the Chicago Cubs. 2-1. Up and away, it is 3-1. Played 113 games last season with Class A Myrtle Beach, a 272 hitter down there for the Pelicans. Hitters count for him right now, 3-1 the pitch. Big cut and miss. Trianto is trying to untie this game, comes up empty. And Lewis has worked another two-strike count. It is full on the Cubs' second baseman. Lewis out of the lines. His 3-2 is skied foul down the first base line. And the count remains full on the South Bend second baseman. The full count pitch again is fouled away again. And again down the first base side. Good fight between Triantos and Lewis. Corey trying to hunt his 7th strikeout of the ballgame. His 3-2 again is too high. He lost him for ball 4. Just the second base runner for South Bend this afternoon. First walk issued by Lewis.
How about him?
Triantos on first base. One is on, nobody out for Kevin Alcantara. Lewis's first pitch, down and away. Good pick by Cassetti. And the count is 1-0. Cassetti has to be on his game back behind his home plate, especially with a knuckleballer on the mound. With nobody on base, it's one thing, but with a runner on, especially a guy in Triantos who can run a little bit, all the more important to be a wall behind the plate. 1-0, big miss by Alcantara. The count is 1-1. Alcantara, a strikeout victim the first of the afternoon for Corey Lewis. That came to end the first inning. Back in center field, batting third on this Wednesday afternoon. Lewis is 1-1. He's in the dirt. Alcantara went around. It's 1-2. Alcantara is just 1-for-18 against the Colonels this season. Batting average near 0.50. Against everyone else, he's a 267 hitter on the season. Behind the count again, 1-2. Lewis readies. And he has another strikeout. Swing and a miss by Alcantara. That is strikeout number 7. Alcantara's gone again, and one is out in the road half of the fourth.
Not bad. The DH. Number 22.
Lewis had 8 strikeouts in 5 innings. In his first outing of the season for the Colonels, already 7 for 3 1/3 this afternoon. Throws over to first base and it gets away. Triantos slides in safely and the throw rolls in front of the Cedar Rapids bullpen. Triantos pops to his feet and strolls in the second. And for the second straight inning, South Bend has a runner in scoring position with less than 2 outs. Triantos is there, 1 out, 1 on. First pitch coming home to the ever-dangerous Yohendrik Piñango. Open stance left side, the first pitch, a knuckleball, is chopped down the first base side. It is strike 1. Piñango punched out as Lewis struck out the side in the second inning. A guy riding a season-long 11-game on-base streak at the moment, entering play, also a 7-game hitting streak. That's with the sunglasses on, with the sun out on this Wednesday. A 1 pitch, swing a hard line drive, caught by the jumping Kavako at first base, who goes to second for the double play. Keone with the jump, snatch, and throw, and that is how the fourth inning comes to an end. A line drive, twin killing. We go to the bottom of the fourth. Still no score. Cubs and Colonels on the Cedar Rapids Baseball
when you
Network.
Plan for your future, dreams can come true.
Hey, Colonels fans, are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. As Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids. A proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Corey Lewis, who was mowing down Cubs batters himself in the first three innings, gets some help from his defense to end the fourth. A double play on a snatching line drive caught by Cavaco, who flipped to second for the twin killing to end that fourth frame. We go to the home half of the fourth, where Luis Devers has been just as good. Four South Bend. Three scoreless frames for him, coming off a 1-2-3 bottom half of the third.
Now batting.
We'll get the meat of the Colonel's order.
For your Colonels.
Ross, Rosario, and Miller, 3-4-5 in the Cedar Rapids lineup in this fourth frame. Ben Ross will lead us off. He was hit by a pitch in his first at-bat this afternoon. Devers out of the windup, first base side, his first pitch is lifted, a sky-high pop-up, shallow right field. Wetzel comes in with plenty of time to camp under it. And he makes the catch for the first out of the inning. Easy fly ball to right, one is gone for Coletti Rosario, the right fielder.
Now batting to right fielder, number 25, Coletti Rosario.
Rosario came to home plate with runs on first and second and just one out in the first. And she looks at the first pitch that gets the knees this time for strike one. And bounced into a 4-3 double play and a ground ball up the middle. 0-1. Breaking ball high. It is a ball and a strike. Rosario leading the team in pretty much every offensive category. Batting average, home runs, RBI. Walks, tied for the team leading hits. 1-1. Down and away, 2-1. Only person in the Midwest League with over 100 total bases. Comes in with 106 of them on the season. 2-1 from Devers. Misses inside, 3 balls and a strike. Now Devers has to be careful, has not allowed a hit this afternoon, but it's 3-1 to Rosario. It's up and away, and Rosie is on with his team best 30th walk of the season. He is on first base now for Noah Miller with one out in the inning. Switch hitter batting left-handed. Rosario gets lead on first. Devers out of the stretch, his first pitch. Misses Miller's liking, but gets the inside part of the plate. And the count is 0-1. Scoreless game, bottom half of the fourth, one-on-one out. And the 0-1 is lifted off the end of the bat, right field. Wetzel ranges over in front of the warning track to make the catch in the right field corner. Rosario retreats to first. No, Miller just missed his third home run of the season. Wind carrying out that direction on this hot and humid day. The wind is carrying, as is the air. Miller got the end of the bat on that baseball, but still got it all the way to the cut of the grass and for the warning track. Wetzel made the catch for the second out of the inning. Now two gone for Misael Urbina on the first pitch. It's a line drive, picking it out for the second baseman or the shortstop, Mate, who goes to second base for the outs. Smooth play by Kevin Mata in a hard line drive.
And he got a bounce in short left field.
Went the short way to second where Triantos was covering the bag. And that ends the fourth frame. Four innings have come and gone. We have still not seen a run on the scoreboard. No score. We go to the fifth on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The Stromer Financial Group has been helping their clients.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonel since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit colonels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
Gotta get one on this Wednesday afternoon. Scoreless game. We go to the fifth. Corey Lewis and Luis Devers. Both pitching very, very well in game two of this six-game series. Just one hit combined. It came off the bat of Kevin Mane. Force out Ben in the third.
Fabian Pertus.
They go to the top of the fifth where Fabian Pertus will lead us off. Ball and Mane behind him. 5-6 and 7 for South Bend. Due up in the order. Corey Lewis, the big 6'5" right-hander, has punched out 7 Cubs through 4 innings. His first pitch to Pertus. Gets to the top of the zone for strike one. Wind blowing gently to right field on a hot and sticky Wednesday afternoon. 0-1, swing and a foul back. It's 0-2.
Attention, Colonels fans. The Hot Corner Grill will be closing at the end of the sixth inning. Hot Corner Grill will be closing at the end of the sixth inning.
Another plus count here for Corey Lewis, looking for another strikeout. His 0-2. He's got it. Punches him out as Pertus waves and misses strikeout number 8 by Corey Lewis, who is just mowing down South Bend batters.
Bryce Ball.
7 of his 8 strikeouts have been swinging. One is gone in the fifth inning for Bryce Ball, the first baseman. Ball, another strikeout victim in the second inning. First pitch misses in, ball one. Ball has punched out 3 times in this series. He's already 0-5. 1-0. Swing a roller foul right in front of the Cedar Rapids dugout. And the count's a ball and a strike. Infield plays ball to Paul. Outfield plays him deep in right field. 1-1. Down and in, cut and miss. It is 1-2. Lewis again working with quite confidence on the mound. Out of the wind, his 1-2 is too high. 2-2. 8 strikeouts in his first outing in 5 innings for the Colonels. Is already 8 in 4 1/3. His 2-2. Knuckleball gets the outside corner. And Ball is a victim of admiration for strike 3. That knuckleball just dancing. And Ball could only watch the show. He is gone. Strikeout number 9 for Corey Lewis. Base is empty, 2 gone now for the only batter who has gotten a base hit in this ball game, Kevin Mane. First pitch home. In the dirt. It's ball 1. Mane, a double to right field to lead off the third inning. That was stranded there to end that frame. 1-2, back to the knuckleball, and back into the strike zone, dropping at the top of the plate. And it's 1-1. In a pivotal game for South Bend, the bats have gone quiet. 1-1, this knuckle is outside. It is 2-1. Cubs essentially need to win out in this series, the final 5 games, to put themselves in position to win the first half title. 2-1, down and away, it is 3-1. Hitters count for Mane. 3 balls and a strike, ready and right the matchup. Lewis's pitch is too high, and Mane is on for the second time, taking ball 4. So Mane has doubled, he has walked.
Casey Opitz.
On again for the catcher, Casey Opitz. 1 on, 2 out, scoreless game, top half of the fifth. Opitz, the switch hitting catcher, one of the strikeout victims for Corey Lewis. He's got 9. First pitch, down and in. It gets away from Gassetti for the backstop. And Mane jolts up to second base. A wild pitch. Again, Opitz batting with the runner in scoring position. Trying to get the Cubs on the board. And produce the first run of this ball game. One out. Swing a fly ball, shallow left field. Ross on his horse sprinting in. He will not get there. It bounces in front of him as Mane comes home with a feet first slide to score. It is a 2-out bloop RBI single by Casey Opitz. And South Bend does in fact strike first. It is 1-0 Cubs.
For the South Bend Cubs, number 20, Jacob Wetzel.
That ball was up there for forever, but a really long run by Ben Ross. He could not get there. Bloops in for Opitz. 1-0 Cubs after the walk, wild pitch, and bloop single. Here now is Jacob Wetzel. First pitch outside, runner goes. Throw to second, he's right on the money. And punched out is Opitz. Cassetti says enough for this inning. We go to the bottom of the fifth, but the Cubs have the lead. 1-0 South Bend on the Sierra Rapids Baseball Network.
In sports, as in life, you want a good team player on your side.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonels' authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonels item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
A bloop RBI single by Casey Opitz has given South Bend the 1-0 advantage. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Day is done for Luis Devers. Colonels happy about that. 4 no-hit innings for Devers, the starter for South Bend.
For the South Bend Cubs.
He gives way to Tyler Santana, who has been good for the Cubs this season. His 13th appearance of the season. ERA a hair over 4.5. After Devers bounces back after a rough first outing to toss 4 hitless innings here in his second outing of the season. Did walk and hit 2 batters. And collected a pair of strikeouts. Will not be a part of the decision this afternoon. Not going to 5 innings. Unfortunately right now, Corey Lewis, though, is on the hook for the Colonels. Bottom third of the order for the Cedar Rapids to bat here in the fifth. Andrew Cassetti is the batter. First pitch by Santana. Line drive shot and a ball off the mitt of Mate, who recovers and throws to first for the out. A 110-mile-an-hour screamer. Kevin Mate, the shortstop, made a leaping attempt for it. Knocked it down, recovered, spun and throw. In time to get Cassetti at first base for a pretty out number one. Kevin Mate is having quite the day. A couple of really good defensive plays and a double on his line. Base is empty, one gone for Ernie Yake. First pitch. Misses outside, ball one. 1-0 lead for South Bend. Colonels batting in the bottom of the fifth. Offense has been silent for Cedar Rapids. No hits through 4 1/3. 1-0. Swing and a miss. It's 1-1. Yake flew out to left field his first time around. Santana's 1-1. Misses away. It's a ball. Or I should say now 2 balls and a strike on Ernie Yake. Alejandro Hidalgo warming in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. 2-1 to Yake. Misses in. Peters count for Ernie. 3-1. Left-handed batter against the righty Santana. Right-hander's 3-1. Swing a broken back ground ball, foul down the first baseline. Yake needs a new piece of lumber as the count has gone full at 3-2. Yake goes into the dugout to get a bat he wants. And it has to come back to home plate where the count is full on him as Silo Santana hunts his first strikeout of the outing. Out of the line, first base side. Payoff pitch. Fastball low, and Yake is on with ball 4. Cedar Rapids does not have a hit, but they do now have three walks.
In the nine hole for the Cedar Rapids Colonels, your first baseman, Keone Kobako.
Gate takes ball four. He is on, one out, one on for the number nine batter in the Colonels lineup. The first baseman, Keone Kobako. Santana out of the stretch now for the first time. He comes home. Breaking ball dribbled down to third base on the run. Pertuse Fields has one play. It's to first. It is high, and Kobako gets under the tag. Ball had to sky for it, leave first base, try to swipe the tag on Kobako as he ran down the first baseline. Missed the tag. Kobako is on, staring down the scoreboard to see if it will be a hit or an error. It is an error. Without a hit, Colonels again have runners on first and second with one out. And here comes the top of the Cedar Rapids order, Tanner Schobel. The eight took ball four. Kobako reached on the error by the third baseman Pertuse. And after South Bend committed four errors last night, a big one here on the fifth, and the Colonels trying to make it sting. 2-1, one out for Schobel. 1-0 South Bend, the pitch. Breaking ball outside corner, strike one. Schobel 0 for 5 in this series after a 20-hit road trip, batted 402 on the road swing. Here's the 0-1. Breaking ball grounded to third. Back in by Pertuse, wins the chase to third base and throws across the diamond where Schobel beats it out. Yake is out. A fielder's choice as Pertuse went straight to the second base bag. Smooth play by the third baseman after the error on the previous ball hit to him.
In the two hole for the Colonels, center fielder Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Runners stay on first and second though. Now with two outs for Emmanuel Rodriguez. Chance for Erod to open up the scoring for the Colonels. 1-0 the lead for South Bend. Cedar Rapids batting in the bottom half of the fifth. 2-1, two out. Santana on the rubber, his first pitch. Breaking ball right down the middle for strike one. Now the chant from this young Cedar Rapids crowd on camp day. Hit a homer to Amino Rodriguez. 0-1. Gets the bottom of the zone. It is 0-2. Hidalgo still loosening in the bullpen for the Colonels. Looks like the day is done for Corey Lewis. Excellent outing for him, five innings, allowing just one run. His offense, though, has done nothing for him. 2-1, 2-out, 0-2 pitch to Rodriguez. With hit a homer, continuing to rain down. The pitch home. Breaking ball low, 1-2. Kobako on second, Schobel on first. Two gone in the inning. Still no hits for Cedar Rapids. Two gone in the bottom of the fifth. Open stance for Rodriguez, left side. The 1-2 home. Swing a line drive into right field, down for a base hit. Kobako touches third. He's getting waved home. He scores standing up. It is an RBI single by Emmanuel Rodriguez, and the Colonels have struck back to tie it at a run apiece. Schobel goes first to third on the 24th RBI of the season by Amanda Rodriguez. Did not get a lot of it off the handle, but muscled it into right. Flopping in front of Wetzel in right field for a two-out RBI. We're on the corners now in a tied game with two outs for Ben Ross. First pitch to him. Breaking ball off the end of the bat. Dribbled in front of the Cedar Rapids dugout. Strike one. Schobel now on third, Rodriguez on first. 1-1 game, two outs in the last of the fifth. Out of the stretch, Santana's offering. Breaking ball hit high, fairly deep left center field. Pagan is chasing back. He looks up and he watches it go for a Ben Ross three-run home run. Berated with hit a home run by these campers on camp day. Ben Ross says, ask and you shall receive. a three-run shot to left center. It is 4-1 Cedar Rapids.
Now that is the cleanup hitter, right fielder Kalai Rosario.
Cedar Rapids offensively held down and shut out no more. 10th homer of the season for Ben Ross, and now here is Kalai Rosario. And the first pitch to him is up and in. Ball one. 4-1 Colonels, bottom of the fifth inning. 1-0. Down and in. 2-0. And now these kids are getting greedy. Hit a homer, the chant. Now to Rosario. Here's count for him, 2-0. Here it comes. Swinging a high fly ball. This one not as deep left field. Pagan checks the wall, notices he has plenty of room to come in and make the catch and left to retire the side in the fifth. But not before the Colonels score four runs, all with two outs. Ben Ross granting wishes on this Wednesday afternoon. We go to the top half of the sixth. Colonels in control, 4-1 Cedar Rapids. On the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
The fact is, we use the internet for almost everything we do. Smart Cage, Feed Beaker. So when the internet doesn't work the way it should, you don't work the way you should.
Kevin!
That's why more homes and businesses rely on MediaCom. Our fiber-powered network delivers 99.99% reliability. And with 650,000 miles of fiber, we have more paths of connection and more ways to avoid outages. Not all internet is created equal. We built ours for you to rely on.
Hey, Colonels fans. Welcome to your tanning bar. We're Iowa's first exclusive airbrush tanning salon with 11 years in business and three locations. Get a customized spray tan applied by our certified technicians. The only healthy way to glow. Book online at yourtanningbar.com. Shop small and spray local.
A three-run home run off the bat of Ben Ross has cracked this game suddenly open. For Cedar Rapids, 4-1 the advantage for the Colonels. Day is done for Corey Lewis, and he is in line for the win. Deserves it. Five innings on the mound for the Colonels. Punched out nine batters, forced out Ben. Allowed just one run on two hits. Leaves in line for the win. It's Alejandro Hidalgo who chose the rubber. For Cedar Rapids.
Jacob Wetzel.
Get 9-1-2 for South Bend in the road half of the sixth inning. 10th appearance for Hidalgo, the right-hander. Out of the line, it's first pitch to Wetzel. He's on the outside corner, but it misses ball one. Hidalgo had his best outing of the season against South Bend when the Colonels visited Four Winds Field in the first week of May. He's 1-0. Swing a high fly ball, hit well right center. Rodriguez chasing back on the warning track, has room to make the catch. A couple of feet in front of the wall, in front of that big scoreboard in right center field.
Back to the top of the lineup.
Jacob Wetzel, who
now batting the left field,
has seemingly become a part owner of the Cedar Rapids Colonels, almost got another big fly. Rodriguez with room to run it down, and one is gone to start the afternoon for Alejandro Hidalgo. Top of the order now for South Bend, Ezekiel Pagan, the batter. First pitch, line drive, over top of Ernie Eek, the second baseman, and into right field for a base hit. Pagan not wasting time. Single right
that
center.
Next, second baseman, number six.
In the first pitch, he
James
sees.
Triantos.
One is on now with one out for James Triantos. In that outing Hidalgo had at Four Winds Field, 5 1/3, no runs, three hits, 9 strikeouts in just one walk. Out of the stretch now, he works for the first time. First pitch to Triantos, a breaking ball. That drops in for strike one. Triantos, the right-handed batter against the righty Hidalgo, who works from the third base side of the rubber. Out of the stretch is 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Cassetti. It's a ball and a strike. 4-1, the Cedar Rapids lead. One on one out as South Bend bats in their half of the sixth inning. One 1-1 coming to Triantos. Here it is. Down and away, it's 2-1. I'll tell you what, these kids are into every at-bat, into every pitch. Here they go again with that strike-out chant. All they want is strikeouts and home runs. Is that too much to ask? Can't strike him out with a 2-1 count. Triantos swings and flies one foul down the left field line. And now you can strike him out as the count has gone 2-2 on the Cubs' second baseman. Triantos has bounced to second. He is also taking ball four. Seeing Hidalgo for the first time and calls his timeout. Hidalgo readies. The righty's 2-2. Will not be made. Instead of throw to first, and Pagan is back in safely with the head first slot. Got to be careful with Pagan on first base. Was 2-for-2 swiping bases last night. Count is 2-2 on James Triantos. Hidalgo pauses his pitch. Misses down and away in the dirt. Cassetti loses it, and Pagan, with no hesitation, scurries into second. Didn't look like Cassetti thought that Pagan would have any thought of running to second, but an excellent dirt ball read by the Cubs left fielder. He is into second base. With one out for Triantos, full count to him. Hidalgo hunting his first strikeout of the afternoon. Out of the stretch, the 3-2. It's been a fly ball, gently hit left field, racing in his Ross. In fair territory, makes the one-handed catch. As Pagan retreats back to second for the second out of the inning.
In the three hole for the South Bend Cubs, the center fielder, number 29, Kevin Alcantara.
So Pagan stays on second, now with two outs in the inning, 4-1 lead for Cedar Rapids. In the road half of the sixth, Kevin Alcantara, the batter, trying to break his rut against Cedar Rapids this season. Just 1-for-19 against the Colonels this year. Hidalgo's first pitch. Swing a ground ball off the end of the bat. Shortstop Miller Field shuffles, throws, and plenty of time for Alcantara to be out by a couple of steps in the side to be retired in the road half of the sixth. So Hidalgo works around the one-out single by Pagan. We go to the home half of inning number six. 4-1 lead for Cedar Rapids on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
We'd like to wish you.
The Colonels want to thank Greg's Lawn and Landscaping for taking care of the grounds outside of Perfect Game Care's field at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Greg's Lawn and Landscaping, it's a cut above the rest.
Hi, I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursday at the Colonels starting this May.
Every other Thursday, we will give away 3 50-inch TVs or
3 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels! Colonels.
Four-one, the lead for Cedar Rapids, courtesy of a Ben Ross three-run home run in the bottom half of the fifth. We play in the home half of the sixth inning, the pivotal game number two of the six-game series between Cedar Rapids and South Bend. Happy you're with us on this Wednesday afternoon at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Calvin Christopher with you, where the Colonels are enjoying a three-run cushion. Maddie getting a Tello Santana.
Noah Miller.
He shows the rubber again. Bottom half of the sixth inning. Miller, Urbina, Cassetti, 5, 6, and 7 for the Colonels against the right-hander. Works from the line, first base side, his pitch. Fastball fouled away. It is strike one. Still a really hot Wednesday afternoon as we trickle into the 1 o'clock hour here locally. Temperature at 85 degrees under partly cloudy skies. 1-0 to Miller. Is felled off. It's 0-2. Good crowd on this Wednesday. A couple of camps in attendance. You can hear them. Encouraged Ben Ross to hit that homer. He said, okay, I will. 3-1 shot to left. His 10th of the season. Count is 0-2 on Noah Miller. Switcher to batting left-handed. And the pitch. Misses away. It's ball and two strikes. Noah in a bit of a rut right now. Was a 176 hitter on the road trip. 0-for-3 last night, 0-for-2 today. 1-2, down and away, he swings and misses. Opitz fields and tags Miller on the backside for the first out of the inning. First strike of the afternoon for Tyler Santana. Miller is gone again. Now just 6 for his last 40 and 0 for his last 12, Noah Miller. Base is empty, one gone for Misael Urbina, the DH. Open stance for Urbina. Right-handed batter. Looks at the first pitch outside, missing for ball one. Santana out of the winds. Is 1-0. Down and away, it's 2-0. Believe it or not, this game is the only game going on at the moment in the Midwest League on this Wednesday. Hitters count for Urbina, 2-0. Here it is. Swing a high pop-up, drifting behind the first base bag. Ball is over to the first baseman. The second baseman, Triantos, racing after it, and nobody gets it. It falls in foul territory past the pitcher's mound of the Cedar Rapids right field line bullpen. And the count's 2-1. West Michigan and Lake County were supposed to play earlier this morning. Game, though, postponed due to wet grounds in Lake County. Everyone else, night games. Fort Wayne and Dayton will start a twin bill at 5:35. That game in Fort Wayne. 2-1 to Urbina, the pitch. Gets the bottom of the zone, a fastball at 92. It is 2-2. They'll play the doubleheader after that game. Other games tonight, Peoria, Lansing, Wisconsin, Great Lakes, Quad Cities, and Beloit. 2-2 to Urbina. Swing a ground ball, first base, ball backs up, fields, underhand flip to Santana for the outs. Pretty slick play by Bryce Ball on a ball that didn't look difficult, but was very difficult. Ball makes the play at first, good flip to Santana. 2-2 down now for Tyler Santana. In the sixth inning, base is empty, two gone. 4-1 Cedar Rapids, home half of the sixth. And here is the catcher, Andrew Cassetti. First pitch, down and away, ball one. Cassetti was the first batter to greet Tyler Santana when he lined a 110-mile-an-hour line drive at the shortstop, Kevin Motte, who dropped it, recovered, and threw out Cassetti at first base. 1-0, down and in, 2-0. This was also about the time where Cassetti blasted his first home run of the season last week in Dayton. Had to worry about the knuckleball for 5 innings. Then when Lewis came out of the game, focused on the bat with a 2-run homer. 2-0, down and away. And the count is 3 balls and no strikes. Interested to see if Cassetti has the green light, 3-0. Ernie Yake, the batter, is on deck. 3-0 pitch. Not swinging. And it gets the bottom of the zone. Really good pitcher's pitch there on 3-0. And the count's 3-1. 3 balls and a strike. Here it comes. Swing a high fly ball. Right center field hit well. Turning is Alcantara. He can only watch it drill the scoreboard for Andrew Cassetti. Backside bomb. Cassetti has seen Santana twice. He's hit it 110 off the bat twice. This one a no-doubt shot to right center, and it's 5-1 Cedar Rapids. Alcantara just stopped dead in his tracks in center. Knew he had no shot as it's a scorching Andrew Cassetti home run. Next pitch. From Santana's ball one to Ernie Yake. And the count's 1-0. Back-to-back home runs and back-to-back innings for the Colonels. 1-0. He's run a ground ball off the hand, softly punched to first. Ball fields, flips to Santana. Yake is gone to end the inning. But not before Andrew Cassetti doesn't have to focus about the knuckleball anymore. He gets to focus on hitting bombs. His second of the season. This one to right center. It is 5-1 Cedar Rapids. We go to the seventh on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
Contact Future Systems. Their time and scheduling sound.
MediaCom, we believe that whether you live here or right here, or way out in the middle of anywhere, you should have access to fast, reliable internet. That's why we were one of the first to bring gig speeds to every customer we serve. Why we're blazing new paths to bring fast internet even further. And why we're leading the way in developing one of the nation's first 10G platforms. It doesn't matter where you are. With MediaCom, you're always moving forward.
Choosing Miracle Ear was a great decision. Like when I decided to host family movie nights. Miracle Ear made it easy. I just booked an appointment and a certified hearing care professional evaluated my hearing loss and helped me find the right device calibrated to my unique hearing needs. Now I enjoy every moment, the quiet ones and the loud ones.
Your local Miracle Ear team is proud to support your Cedar Rapids Colonels. Enjoy the game.
Andrew Cassetti, second of the season. A no-doubt shot to right center field. Over 450 feet, 110 off the bat. You can grill a steak on that thing. It was sizzling. That is done for Alejandro Hidalgo. Just one inning for him out of the Colonel's bullpen. John Stankiewicz now on. He has been just superb for the Colonels as of late. A guy that is making his 18th appearance of the season, ERA, still up near four, but that does not reflect his recent success. Yohendrick Pinyanga to greet him, a first pitch fastball, gets the inside corner, strike one. Stankiewicz coming off a 3 1/3 outing last time against Dayton. Did not allow a hit, six strikeouts. Nyango swings and fouls this one away. It's 0-2. Before that, held an 0.61 ERA in the month of May. Has allowed just one earned run in his last nine outings. Ahead of Nyango, 0-2. Out of the stretch, the big righty sets. His 0-2 home. Swing a line drive, right center field, that is down, and it splits the gap in right center. Pinyango touches first, going for second. Rosario comes up throwing, but it's not in time. And Yohendrick Pinyango welcomes John Stankiewicz with a leadoff double in the right center field alley.
For the South Bend Cubs, third baseman number 8, Fabian Portuz.
So Pinyango extends his hitting streak to 8 games, now a 12-game on-base streak for the South Bend DH. 1-for-3 today in scoring position. As South Bend tries to claw its way back into this contest. A 5-1 Cedar Rapids lead, time running late. Suddenly the top half of the seventh inning. Fabian produced the batter. Happy to see Corey Lewis out of the ballgame. Righty and righty works against Stankiewicz. First pitch is low for ball one. Produce a strikeout in the second, a strikeout in the fourth against the right-hander. Corey Lewis, who is now in line for the win. 5 innings, 1 run allowed. And 9 strikeouts for the Cedar Rapids starter. 1-0. Swing a big cut. Produce misses a fastball. Up and in. And the count is 1-1. Infield plays Produce to pull. Massive gap on the right side of the infield. Here's the 1-1. Swing a line drive. This one to left center field. Ross coming on to make the catch. Ball hit well, but not far enough away for Ben Ross to come in with the sprint, make the one-handed catch.
Rice ball.
Pertus is gone. Pinyango stays on second now with one out in the inning for the first baseman, Bryce Ball. 5-1 Cedar Rapids, one out, top of the seventh on this sunny Wednesday afternoon in downtown Cedar Rapids. First pitch to Ball, misses away. But gets the outside corner, according to home plate umpire Nelson Fraley. It's 0-1. Benyango gets the lead on second base, the 0-1. Swing a ground ball, chopped to first. Cavaco backs up fields, underhand flip to the pitcher, Stankiewicz covering, who touches the first base bag in time for the out. Benyango dances from second to third. He's there. But now with two outs in the inning for Kevin Mane, the shortstop. Mane, good day for him. Has doubled. He has also walked and scored. First pitch from Stankiewicz, a breaking ball. Gets the top of the zone. It's 0-1. Only batter the Colonels have not retired today. 0-1. Down and away. It's 1-1. It has been anything but a spa day for Colonels pitching against the shortstop for South Bend, Kevin Mane. Stankiewicz is 1-1. Swing a ground ball up the middle, back into by Yake, the left side of the second base back, throws from his back foot in time to retire Ernie, or to retire Kevin Mane for the final out of the inning. Good play by Ernie Yake. Nothing comes, the leadoff double. Stretch time at that, 5-1 Cedar Rapids on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
I'm here to better myself. I want to face challenges head on. To be taught by experts. To become an expert. My generation will bring solutions to tomorrow's problems. And you and I has made me ready for that future.
Malware and bots and worms, oh my. The wild, wild web can be a scary and complex place. And as our digital world expands, so too are the threats. Watch out! Trojan Horse. That's why at Mediacom, we take security very seriously and monitor our networks around the clock to stop threats before they can affect you. Not today, rootkit. Not all internet is created equal. We build ours to keep you connected and protected.
Systems 5-1 the lead for Cedar Rapids. We play in the home half of the seventh.
30, Chase
new pitcher on for South Bend after the pair of innings thrown by Tyler Santana. He was roughed up. Two innings allowed. All the Colonels hits in this outing that Cedar Rapids has. That is just three, but two of them for home runs. Allowed five runs in his outing. Gives way to Chase Watkins, left-hander. His 14th appearance of the season, 0-3 the record for Watkins. An ERA just over 4 in his 21 innings of work on the mound. Keone Kubaka will lead us off in the home half of the 7th. A game that South Bend desperately needs to get. Colonels have taken the first game of this series up by 4. Now in the 2nd. First pitch from Watkins, the lefty. Misses low, ball 1. With a win today, Cedar Rapids ensures they will be winning, or at least ahead of South Bend, when the Cubs leave Veterans Memorial Stadium at the end of this series. 1-0, swing and miss by Kivaku. It is 1-1. As it stands now, the magic number for the Colonels sits at 5. Goes down one today with a win. The 1-1. Gets the outside corner. It's 1-2. Also goes down with a Peoria loss later this evening. 1-2 to Cavaco. Is down and in. The count is 2-2. Keone reached on an error last time up. Came around to score on the Amanda Rodriguez RBI single. Count is 2-2 on him. The pitch from Watkins is fouled back. Count remains 2 balls and 2 strikes. Top of the Colonel's order, Tanner Schobel waits on deck, Amanda Rodriguez to follow. Cedar Rapids trying to pad the lead up by 4 in the last of the 7th. Watkins from the stretch, third base side. Is 2-2. Swing and a foul tip in the mitt. held on to by Opitz for strike three. So Watkins comes out of the bullpen and punches out the first batter he faces. Strikeout to begin the home half of the seventh. One is gone for Tanner Schoble.
Batting next for the Colonels, your third baseman, Tanner Schoble.
Schoble still hitless in this series. Reached on a fielder's choice last time up and came around to score on the Ross three-run homer. First pitch from Watkins is in the dirt. And the count is 1-0. Schoble saw his 16-game on-base streak snap in the win yesterday. Has not been on base again today. 1-0, swinging a high fly ball, guided foul down the right field line. And the count's 1-1. Physically, he has been on base, but statistically, he has not been on base, reaching the fielder's choice in the fifth. Watkins has been tough. Punched out Kavaco to begin his afternoon. And he's 1-1. Gets to the outside corner, a fastball at 88. Right on the outer black. It's 1-2. Amanda Rodriguez awaits on deck. 5-1 Colonels. One out, nobody on. Bottom of the seventh. 1-2. Floats way outside. It's 2-2. This large crowd on hand for this Wednesday. Still finding the shade in this hot and sticky Wednesday afternoon. Temperatures in the mid-80s as we approach the 2 o'clock hour. Here's the 2-2. Swing a line drive, right field. Wetzel's coming on, and he will make the catch and drop it on the transfer. A sinking line drive that Wetzel had room to come in and catch at his belt. Schoble has again been left off the bases.
Emmanuel Rodriguez.
Two up, two down for Watkins out of the bullpen. Bases empty, two gone now for Amanda Rodriguez. Lefty on left the matchup. Erod, 1-for-2 with that RBI double. He scored on the Ross home run in the fifth. First pitch, swing, line drive roped into right field, and that is down for another base hit. The first one was a bloop shot. This one, definitely not. 1-0-9 off the bat. Second hit of the afternoon for Rodriguez. He's been on three times. And here comes big swing. Ben Ross, a three-run home run. Last time he came to home plate in the fifth inning. Open stance right side against the lefty Watkins. He's got to be careful with Rodriguez, who does not go as Ross swings and lines this one foul. Knocking down a clipboard out of the hand on one of the South Bend coaches in the dugout. And the count's on one. Talking to Ben Ross this week on the Colonel's earlier podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts. He told me he didn't hit his first home run out of the ballpark at any level until his sophomore year of college. Swings and flies this one foul. It's 0-2. Took him all the way until his sophomore year of college. No in Little League, no in travel ball, no in high school. But look at him now. Tied for the Midwest League lead as we stand right now. With 10 home runs in the season, he's driven in 33 RBI. A major force in the middle of the Cedar Rapids order. A guy drafted as a shortstop, a utility man for the Colonels, a top 30 prospect in the Twin system. Count 0-2. Watkins pitch. Breaking ball drops in top of the zone for strike three. So Ross that time caught looking. Good inning for Chase Watkins out of the bullpen. Nothing comes. The two-out hit by Amanda Rodriguez. We go to the eighth. 5-1 Cedar Rapids with the lead on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced office technology.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids still enjoying a 4-1 lead. We start the top of the 8th inning. Time running low on a must-win game for South Bend as they bat. In their half of the 8th with John Stankiewicz still patrolling the rubber for the Colonels.
The catcher, Casey,
a guy that's been just locked down for the Cedar Rapids bullpen as of late. Allowed a leadoff double in the 7th, but got out Pertus, Ball, and Monty in a row to end that 7th frame without a run. 8-9-1, Opitz, Wetzel, and Pagan here on the 8th against him. In the righty's first pitch is a fly ball. Popped foul territory, third base side. Shovel, the third baseman, racing after it. On the run, he makes the catch. Streaking directly into the South Bend bullpen. Snatches that foul ball on the warning track in front of the pen.
Number 20.
For the first out of the inning. Didn't think Shovel had any shot to get that one. Ran a 5K to run down that baseball for the first out of the inning. One's gone now for Jacob Wetzel. Looks at the first pitch low for ball one. A rare slow day for Wetzel at the plate against the Colonels. He's 0-2. 1-0. Swinging a line drive foul. Wetzel did hit a ball very well in front of the big scoreboard in right center field to fly out to a deep part of the ballpark. That was in the 6th inning. Punched out against Lewis in the 3rd. That's against Stankiewicz here on the 8th, the 1-1. Misses away, it's 2-1. Wetzel, a guy with 1/3 of his hits this season against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. 2-1. Bottom of the zone, a fastball. That's Stankiewicz. Got the call on a pitcher's pitch, probably missed away, but it's strike two. Now the count is even, the 2-2. Turn a ground ball, punch to second. Yake Fields from the outfield grass throws to first in time. Wetzel is gone. And just like that, you close your eyes, you snap your fingers.
And
the Colonels are 4 outs away.
Ezekiel Pagan.
From winning back-to-back games against a desperate South Bend team to begin this series. Ezekiel Pagan is now the batter. Bases clear, 2 gone. 5-1 Cedar Rapids, top half of the 8th. Pagan seeing Stankiewicz for the first time. Top of the Cubs order in the first pitch. Misses away. It's ball one. Pagan 1-for-3. He has bounced to second, popped to first, and is singled into right. The 1-0. Misses away. It is 2-0. Here's count for Pagan. Here's the pitch. Foul back to the screen. Count is 2-1. Pagan, who has a home run and a walk-off hit against the Colonels this season. Trying to give the Cubs life here on the 8th. 2-1. Misses away. It remains a hitter's count. 3 balls and a strike to Ezekiel Pagan. Stankiewicz pauses. His pitch. Swinging a foul tip. Back behind home plate. Pagan with a big swing and misses. Got a piece of it though to fill up the count at 3 balls and 2 strikes. South Bend with just 4 hits, 1 run, 4 hits, 1 error. Colonels also have 4 hits. The difference, 2 of the 3 have been home runs, and 1 of the 2 home runs went for 3 runs. 3-2 pitch coming to Ezekiel Pagan, looking for something positive in the top of the 8th. That is positive. A high fly ball, right field. Rosario in the corner to reach up and make the catch. He ran it down in the right field corner, hiding behind the wall and down there to sneak into the 325 sign and make the grab in foul territory for the final out of the inning. Pagan just missed extra bases. Go to the home half of the 8th. Colonels looking for some more insurance. Up by 4 runs in the Cedar Rapids.
For 65 years, the Gordon Flesh Company has delivered advanced...
Hey, Colonels fans. Are you ready to splash up your summer? Splash Pool and Spa can help. as Iowa's number one builder of quality custom concrete and fiberglass swimming pools, we can transform any idea into the pool of your dreams. And now, you can build that dream pool right from the Colonel's bleachers with our virtual pool wishlist builder. Simply visit www.splashpools.fun to get started. Or stop into our Center Point Road location in Cedar Rapids to browse dozens of in-stock hot tubs and saunas ready to be yours. Talk about a home run. Splash up your summer with Splash Pools and Spa in Cedar Rapids, a proud sponsor of the Cedar Rapids Colonels. Splash Pool and Spa, we build fun. Colonels up by four. They bat in the bottom half of the eighth inning. Cedar Rapids looking for some more insurance to try to close out game two of the series. A set that South Bend really needed to get five of six games in if they wanted any chance to win the first half of the Midwest League West Division. Colonels with a walk-off win yesterday, 4-1 cushion as they bat in the last of the eighth here this afternoon. Rosario Miller Urbina, 4-5 and 6 against Watkins out there for his second inning of work on the mound. Lefty pitched a scoreless bottom of the seventh as Rosario takes on the right side. Watkins sets out of the stretch his first pitch. Fastball down and away, ball one. Rosario, the walk-off hero last night, a single in the bottom of the ninth inning to push the Colonels over the Cubs, 3-2. Watkins 1-0. Misses in. It's 2-0. A win today would ensure that Cedar Rapids will be leading South Bend at the conclusion of this series. Hitters count for Rosario, the 2-0. Down and away, 3-0. Which is crazy to say in just the second game of this series, but with the Colonels winning today, they would have a 5.5 game lead over South Bend. 3-0 to Rosie. Swing and a foul tip. On a pitch up and away, Rosario didn't want to just go down as a statue. And the count is 3-1. Miguel Rodriguez warming in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. South Bend with just one run on four hits this afternoon. 3-1 to Rosie. Between a line drive, ground ball, shot through left side, and into left field for a base hit. A hard hit worm burner. Rolling through the left side of the infield.
Noah Miller.
First hit of the day for Rosario. He's on first to lead off the Colonel staff of the eighth inning. And here is the switch hitting shortstop, Noah Miller, batting for the first time today from the right side. Nobody warming in the South Bend bullpen. Watkins has the reins here in the eighth. His first pitch to Miller, breaking ball, grounded to first, picked by the first baseman Ball, who tags the first base bag, throws to second, it is high. Rosario beats the tag, he is there. Smooth play though by Bryce Ball at first base. A three unassisted putout as Miller is retired. Rosario advances to second, he is in scoring position. With one out for Misael Urbina. Rosario in scoring position. Colonels trying to add another 4-run lead. 5-1 Cedar Rapids. Bottom half of the eighth. First pitch to Misael. Breaking ball outside, but gets the corner.
The 50-50 raffle has been claimed. Thank you for playing.
Urbina has been hit by a pitch and is grounded out twice. One to short, one to first. Seeing Watkins for the first time. Who sets? The lefty's 0-1. Breaking ball up and away. It's 1-1. Misael now just two for his last 29. Does have singles, though, in each of the last two Colonels contests. The 1-1. Between a line drive into left field. That is down for a hit. Rosario's coming to the plate. Pagan comes up throwing. It is not in time. He is in with a feet first slide. The throw is just a hair up the first baseline.
The catcher, Andrew Cassetti.
A good throw probably would have gotten Rosario at the plate. It was good. It was not great. Rosie got in there just by a metal spike on his cleat. It is 6-1 Cedar Rapids. Urbina dances to second. He is there still with one out. For one of the two home run hitters for the Colonels, Andrew Cassetti. First pitch from Watkins, a high fly ball, driven to left. This is high, this is back, and it slams off the wall. Urbina's coming home, he scores. Cassetti's into second, and he's got another RBI extra base hit. The Colonels happy to have Cassetti. Oh, you betty. His second extra base hit of the contest. This one a double. Slamming off the wall and left after his home run to right.
We are pleased to offer
two extra base hits.
And two runs driven in. The
lead for the Colonels is 7-1 with just one out in the inning. As Cedar Rapids continues to usher folks to the turnstile to second base. If we've learned anything, we know that the best version of Andrew Cassetti at home plate comes after Corey Lewis finishes his outing on the mound. Similar thing happened in the game against Dayton when Lewis pitched. Cassetti caught the first five innings with that modified first base catcher's mesh, then came out more comfortable behind home plate and a home run. Same thing happened today. He added a double on top. 2-for-4, two extra base hits on second for Ernie Ake. First pitch from Watkins. Breaking ball drilled. This one, though, fouled on the right field line. The count's 0-1. Seven runs, seven hits, an error for the Colonels. Just one run, four hits. One error for South Bend. Cedar Rapids trying to finish off this second game of the series. Ake swings, fly ball center. Hit relatively deep, but still room for Alcantara, who retreats. Cassetti tags from second. Plenty deep to advance him to third, standing up. Ake flies to deep center field, second out of the inning, but Cassetti 90 feet away. For Keone Kibako, with two outs in the inning.
Keone Kibako.
Seven, 1 Cedar Rapids, two gone, one on, bottom half of the eighth inning. Quick game on this Wednesday afternoon. First pitch from Watkins, a breaking ball. That loops in for strike one. Keone 0-for-3, he has reached on an error, sandwiched between two strikeouts. He has scored in this ball game. Looking to produce another Colonels run. 0-1, outside. It's a ball and a strike. Rodriguez still warming in the Cedar Rapids bullpen. He will have the top half of the ninth. 1-1 to Keone. Swing a ground ball, softly hit third base. In comes Pagan on the run he throws, sets his feet. And instead that's Fabian Pertus, who throws a laser beam across the diamond. In time to get Kibako for the final out. That throw was humming. We go to the ninth. Colonels with full control, 7-1 Cedar Rapids on the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
I'm Nancy Wymore.
And I'm Nick Mundorf. We are the mortgage loan experts at First Federal Credit Union.
Proud sponsors of the Colonels since 2015, we are excited to bring you Free Screen Thursdays.
Every other Thursday, we will give away three 50-inch TVs or
three 10-inch iPads. Visit Colonels.com for the complete schedule.
Entries to win are free for fans 18 and over.
To discover how we have the right mortgage solution for you, visit us at firstfedcu.com.
And go Colonels. Colonels!
I'm Jerry Akers, president of Sharpness Incorporated, owners of the Great Clips franchise in Eastern Iowa. We are proud to sponsor Kids Eat Free Sundays at the Colonels. Every Sunday, kids 12 and under will receive a voucher for a free hot dog, popcorn, and a drink just for attending the game. Visit Colonels.com to see when the next Sunday game is, and I invite you to bring your family for our next Kids Eat Free Sunday.
lead for the Colonels is 6-7-1. We start the top half of the ninth inning. Last chance for South Bend in their biggest hole of the day. Down by a half dozen as Miguel Rodriguez enters into the bullpen. Fourth pitcher for the Colonels today, making his team-high 19th appearance of the season is Rodriguez. Not a save situation to leave the team, though, with six. ERA just under four, batters hitting 227 off the Venezuelan right-hander. He will get 2-3-4 here for South Bend in the ninth. Triantos, Alcantara, and Pinango trying to make something happen down by a half dozen as they fight to save their first half of the season. Cedar Rapids with a four-game lead entering play today. Ahead of Peoria, South Bend, 4.5 games back of first place in the Midwest League West Division. With just eight games left on the schedule.
James Triantos
digs in as the Colonels have a chance to mess around and make this the shortest game played at Veterans Memorial Stadium this season. Quick ninth by Rodriguez would do that. The righty sets his first pitch. Fastball that gets the knees for strike one. And Triantos, his first start in the season series against the Colonels. He is 0-2. He has bounced out, walked in, has flown out. 0-1 the pitch. Misses low. It's 1-1. Home runs by Ross and Cassetti. Part of the 7-run, 7-hit offensive attack for Cedar Rapids on this Wednesday afternoon. 1-1 from Rodriguez. Fastball down and away, 2-1. A crowd of 3,311 joining us on this Wednesday. A lot of them enjoying the shade in this 85 degree, sticky, and light wind Wednesday. 2-1 pitch. Down and in, but Triantos went around, and the count is 2-2. Rodriguez trying to lock down a Colonels victory. It would be the team's 34th of the season. They give the Colonels a 9-game over 500 record. 2-2 from Rodriguez. Swing and a miss. Cassetti held on behind some plate, and Triantos is gone. As Rodriguez comes into the bullpen and punches out the first batter he sees for the first out. Oh,
the free home for South Bend, center fielder Kevin Alcantara.
Colonels have not been at 9 games over 500 this season. This would be a season best with a victory. First pitch to Alcantara. Swing a foul straight back. And it's 0-1. It's something about the Colonels pitching staff that is Alcantara off balance. Just 1 for 20 against the Colonels this season. Is 0 for 3 against the Colonels today, 0 for 7 in the series. 0-1 from Rodriguez, swinging a hard line drive. This is drilled. Left center field and deep. It one bounces off the wall, and it's trouble in the gap for extra bases. Alcantara cruises in with a screaming line drive double. And I guess that's one way to shake the rust off.
In the
a 109 mile an hour screamer, and he is on second with one out in the top of the ninth inning. Fastball at 96 low, and Pinango now has an RBI chance as South Bend tries to come back from a 6-run deficit in the top half of the ninth inning. Lefty batter Pinango digs in. First pitch from Rodriguez. Fastball down and in for ball one. Alcantara now with two hits against the Colonels this season. They both have been for extra bases, both doubles. South Bend down to its final two outs. Rodriguez ready. First base out of the rubber. Is 1-0. Swinging a high pop up. Foul territory, third base side by the South Bend bench. And it goes into the South Bend dugout. It's strike one. Peoria against Lansing, the game Colonels fans have to keep an eye on tonight. That game getting started at 6:05 Central in Lansing. A win for the Lugnuts would lower the Colonels number, magic number, to 3, assuming they hold on and win this game today. Up by 6 in the top of the ninth, 1 out, 1 on. The 1-1 to Pinyango is down and away. It's 2-1. Sun has never wavered on this Wednesday. It's been hot all afternoon long. The pause from Rodriguez is 2-1. Is fouled back to the screen. And the count is 2-2. Two balls, two strikes, one out, one on. Infield playing Pinyon to pull. Second baseman Yake in the hole. Miller up the middle. Schoblet is normal, third base position. Rodriguez is 2-2 pitch. Swing a ground ball, chopped to first. Cavaco Fields tells Rodriguez he's got it and wins the chase to the base, touching his left white cleat on the white first base bag for the second out of the inning. It's out bad. He's down his final out tonight in the form of Fabian Pertus. Pertus 0 for 3. Couple of strikeouts and a line out to left. Alcantara is on third base. That run does not matter. Colonels lead it 7-1. With two gone in the top of the ninth inning. First pitch by Rodriguez. Fastball top of the zone at 97, and it's strike one. That fastball humming from Rodriguez. Out of the stretch is 0-1. Down and in, it's a ball and a strike. South Bend took a 1-0 lead in the top half of the fifth inning. Colonels with 7 unanswered runs ever since. 1-1. Down and away. It's 2-1 on Pertus, the third baseman. Trying to just keep the line moving. Down to their final out, down by 6 in the top half of the ninth. Out of the stretch, Rodriguez is 2-1. Swing a ground ball to third. This should do it. Shovel on the run field. Sets his feet, shuffles and throws. It's low and it gets by Cavaco, rolling into the Cedar Rapids dugout, reflecting back out onto the field. Hit the pad in front of the Cedar Rapids dugout. Run comes home to score on the throwing error by Tanner Shovel. And Bryce Ball will in fact get a chance. Too bad.
The first baseman, number 46, Bryce Ball.
With two outs in this inning, now 7-2 the lead for the Colonels. Ball has been quiet in this set. He is 0 for 7, 4 strikeouts. Three of those 4 strikeouts have been lurking. First pitch, swing a high towering fly ball. Hit well right field. Rosario, though, is camped under it. With plenty of time, he makes the catch. And the Colonels have taken the first two games of this series. Colonels score 7 runs in the fifth through the eighth and take down South Bend by a final of 7-2. Colonels have taken the first two games of this series. They ensure South Bend will not be leading this set when they leave Veterans Memorial Stadium. Totals and a look around the league next. Colonels win it by 5 in the Cedar Rapids Baseball Network.
At CRST, our drive goes much further than the open road. Our journey starts with a promise to our customers, to our teammates, and to ourselves to solve problems and meet commitments. It ends with a delivery, a solution to a problem bigger than ourselves. We're a team of determined self-starters who won't stop until everyone has what they need to live and thrive. What can you deliver? Join us and learn more at CRST.com.
The Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is a must-see whenever you visit Veterans Memorial Stadium. Located behind Section 113, the Bim Ritter Diamond Shop is full of your favorite Colonels t-shirts, sweatshirts, caps, and replica jerseys. Not to mention dozens of unique novelty items, all with the Colonel's authentic logo. Be sure to swing through while at the ballpark and take home a new Colonel's item. Bim Ritter is headquartered in Cedar Rapids. Give them a call for all your apparel and headwear needs.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
Cedar Rapids takes the first two games of this series over South Bend. The final this Wednesday afternoon, the Colonels win it 7-2 over the South Bend Cubs. Lead for Cedar Rapids now is 4.5 games over second place Peoria, who plays tonight, and 5.5 games over third place South Bend. Corey Lewis was excellent to start this game for Cedar Rapids. Right-hander got the start, went 5 innings, allowed just 2 hits, 1 run. It was earned. 9 strikeouts and 2 walks. But it was South Bend that struck first, a bloop single by Casey Opitz in the top half of the 5th inning. Put South Bend up 1-0, but that is when the baby Bears, which a Cub is, poked the bear of the Cedar Rapids offense. Cedar Rapids came back and scored 5 runs in the bottom half of the 5th inning. Started with an error by the third baseman, Fabian Pertuz. That put Kavako on first base. Schobel reached in a fielder's choice. And then Manuel Rodriguez, an RBI single to right, followed by Ben Ross, a 3-run home run to left, to give the Colonels a 3-run home run and a 4-1 advantage. In the bottom of the 5th, they would strike again in the bottom of the 6th inning. A 453-foot blast off the bat of Andrew Cassetti. A home run to right center field, his second of the season. Gave the Colonels, at the time, a 5-1 lead. They would push it to 7-1 in the last of the 8th. A single by Rosario, followed by an RBI knock by Misael Urbina, and an RBI double by Andrew Cassetti. Made it 7-1 Colonels. South Bend grabbed a run on the RBI single by Pertuz in the top half of the 9th. But that would be as close as South Bend got, a 7-2 victory for Cedar Rapids on this Wednesday afternoon. Corey Lewis gets the win, much deserved. 5 innings, 2 hits, 1 run, it was earned. 7 strikeouts, plus 2 actually, 9 strikeouts and 2 walks. Scoreless inning from Alejandro Hidalgo, scoreless 2 from John Stankiewicz, and Rodriguez gave it the 1 run. It was unearned in the bottom, or instead top, of the 9th inning. On offense, Colonels got multiple base hits by Rodriguez. He was 2-for-3 RBI. 2-hit day for Andrew Cassetti, 2-for-4, 2 RBI. And a home run, a 3-run shot by Ben Ross. Nobody on South Bend got more than one hit. They combined for 5 as a unit. Pagan had 1, Alcantara 1, Pinyango 1, Mane and Opitz each had 1 for South Bend. Luis Devers was just as good for the Cubs on the mound to start the ballgame. He went 4 innings, no runs, no hits, 2 walks, 2 strikeouts. Tyler Santana, the behind them, got the loss. 2 innings, 3 hits, 5 runs. Just one of those runs were earned. 2 home runs and 1 strikeout. Watkins also not as sharp out of the South Bend bullpen. 4 hits, 2 runs, 2 strikeouts, and no walks for the South Bend Southpaw. Around the league, this game is the only one that has been played and that has concluded. The day game between West Michigan and Lake County postponed due to field conditions at Lake County early this morning. Dayton and Fort Wayne start a doubleheader coming up soon at 4:35, the first of 2 7-inning contests between the Dragons and the Tin Caps. Later tonight, Lansing and Peoria at 6:05, big game for Colonels fans. Keep an eye on second place Peoria in their quest to try to come back and steal a win for the Colonels in this, or from the Colonels in the first half of the Midwest League season. Right now, Cedar Rapids with a magic number of 4 after the win this afternoon. That drops to 3 with a victory for Lansing over Peoria this afternoon. Elsewhere, Great Lakes and Wisconsin, the Loons have clinched the first half crown in the Midwest League East Division. They are on their way to the postseason. They host Wisconsin, who is playing much better ball as of late. That is a 6:05 start in Midland. The Loons and the Timber Rattlers. Finally, Beloit and Quad Cities, two teams that have really fallen off the race in this Midwest League West Division chase. Beloit now 7 games under Quad Cities coming into play this afternoon. 5 games back is Cedar Rapids, now 5.5 games back, with the Colonels playing 7 more games in the first half of the season, the Bandits playing 8. That game at ABC Supply Stadium in Beloit is set to start at 6:35. Here at Vets this afternoon, a game played in front of 3,331, the shortest home game for the Colonels this season, just 1 hour and 57 minutes. Cedar Rapids all over South Bend, 7-2 the final. They take the second game of this series, and they have now won 6 of the first 8 matchups in the 18-game season series with the South Bend Cubs. Tomorrow, we play game 3 of this series. Cade Horton, the big-time prospect in the Cubs system. Horton, the right-hander, who is pitched very, very well as of late. The number 2 prospect in the system, the Cubs, the top prospect on this South Bend roster, will get the ball opposite Christian McLeod, looking for a bounce-back start for him. Was really good out of the bullpen last time out in Dayton, but had rough going in his first outing of the season here at Veterans Memorial Stadium. Should be a good atmosphere for a Thursday night contest. A lot of Cubs fans in the area are going to be itching to get to the ballpark to watch Cade Horton pitch for South Bend. That game is at 6:35. We'll talk at 6:25. As for this afternoon, the Colonels win it again. 7-2, they take down South Bend. They've taken the first 2 games of the series, and the Cubs now officially do not control their own destiny in the Midwest League West race with 7 games left in the first half. I'm Calvin Christopher. We'll talk tomorrow. The Colonels have taken the second game of this series. 7-2 the final this Wednesday afternoon. Have a good rest of your Wednesday, and we'll see you for Cade Horton Day tomorrow night at 6:25.